Welcome to Triple C Camps Partnering with Parents. I'm your host, Melissa Laurie. Today, we're chatting with H. Rothenberg about getting ready to send our kids to Triple C, expectations and child development.
From east to west, Triple C is the best. Na, 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 na.
So H, what would you tell parents who want this experience for their kids?
They're feeling nervous, you know? Yeah. What do you tell them? How do you help them feel better?
First of all, I think it's important for anybody to know and understand that that's natural and normal.
For sure.
You love your child. You want them to have experiences. You're cautious about what experiences you're handing them over to. And you should be. They meet with and spend time at, if possible, the people who their children will be with. Children and adults, frankly, are both afraid of similar things. And one of the biggest is the unknown. So if the kids and the parents come and visit camp, let's say they come out for one of our personal private tours, and they get the opportunity to meet with one of our directors, tour around the property, we get to know them, they get to know us, questions get asked, questions get answered, we see different places on the property. Most important, we get to spend time with their child or children. And then, we sit down, we do some more question and answers. We look through some picture books because there aren't children, lots of children at camp during that time. So we want them to have some of that sense and experience. So a couple of times a season, we hold open houses. We also have a great family day that happens before camp starts. So if you come to a personal tour, you come to an open house, you come to family day, when you get off the bus the first time or when you get dropped off at camp the first time, if you've been there 2, 3, 4 times, for sure the child, sometimes the parents as well, it's more comfortable because I've done this before. And now I've taken the unknown, I've made it more known. Not just do I know the property and the facility, but I know some people. And when I get to see, oh, there's Miss Melissa. Hi, Melissa. You know, when I'm getting out of my parents' car or off the bus and I get a special high five. Then it also comes to our staff and the way we train our staff to make sure that the kids are welcomed with excitement and energy and fun so that those first few moments, which are critical to the camp experience, are exactly what we have promised to the family. So not only do we discuss all these things and we have all these different experiences before camp begins, but once camp starts, we have to follow through to what we've committed to.
We sure do.
So that the experience is what the parents have been promised. And when things don't go perfectly, because they won't, from time to time, we need to proactively communicate with those parents. And they need to know that we're going to proactively communicate. And they know what's going to take place because that's the commitment we've made. And we're fortunate, you know, over the last 20 years that families and the numbers of families that have come to camp with us have grown substantially over the course of that time because people do trust the programs that we operate, the way that we're going to treat, respect, and care for their child comparably, if not maybe better than they would themselves. But regardless, we're partnering with the parents to help grow and develop their children. We partner with parents. Some are more willing partners to us, you know, but we're always willing partners to any of the parents who register their children and happy to discuss their child, not just what's happening at camp, but if there's ways that we can help them outside of camp. Over the years, yeah. Libby and I have gone to countless sporting events, musicals, karate performances, gymnastics performances, you know, ice capades,
sure,
of our campers and things that they're doing because we want to partner with the parents. And by being involved and invested in the kids' lives, not just in the summer, but year-round, and at least offering that up, gives us the opportunity to make more of an impact in the families' lives as we partner with them. And that's it. And it does start with all of us, you know, as the directors and the leaders of the camp, but our camp families are very much that, you know, the camp is really theirs.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, we may own the camp, but the camp really belongs to the kids and to the families because that's who it's there for. You know, property like our camp in Charlottesville, you know, could be sold to a developer and condos put in and other things. That will not happen. I'm here to say that will not happen because there's just too much of an opportunity and a need for people. You know, Charlottesville is a really busy, organized, involved community where families work, you know, and people are busy, mm-hmm. and they want really great child care. We look at it as child development. Families will say, "Oh, I want the best child care." Well, that kind of hurts my ears a little bit because I don't look at us as child care. Right. I look at us as child development. However, I understand that people look at us as child care. And so we really want our families to understand that they're going to be partnering with us for their child's development. And some really buy in and jump in wholeheartedly with us. Some just register their kids for camp.
Sure.
And regardless of who they are, we're going to help them with a comparable experience.
All right. Well, you've convinced me as a young child's mom. I'm signing Jude up for camp. He's six. He's going to be a pioneer. We're both super excited. His little sister's thrilled. She wants to come to camp. She's not quite old enough.
Yes.
So what do we do to prepare Jude? What do we tell him? What do we say?
You know, the first thing that comes to mind when you talk about a six-year-old and a three-year-old and, you know, kids kind of in that role is a family by the last name of Marbury, Emily and Natalie, another shout out. I used to drive the bus to Barracks Road every day. And I remember Patty Marbury, the mom, putting Emily on the bus as a young pioneer. And Sister Natalie would be outside the bus in mom's arms, you know, looking through the window and wanting to come to camp and wanting to be on the bus. And you know, these girls now, one's in college and one's out of college. So, and they've been on staff, but in the past they've been involved. We could go, I could actually make a podcast about the Marbury family.
I bet.
Pretty fantastic young women.
That's great.
Yeah, they're awesome. But I remember all the conversations with the mom about the emotional aspect and the differences between the older daughter, independent, self-reliant, getting on the bus, super excited, and the younger one just disappointed, sad, upset that she can't go be with her big sister. And it's so important, I think, for kids to learn and understand that there is a time and a place. Mm-hmm. And there is time and place when we get to do things. And as parents and adults and as leaders in their lives, especially at those young ages, we get to control all those decisions. And it's a great responsibility that we have is to when are you ready? And as camp owners, Libby and I feel like our facility and our property and our program leads very much towards that rising kindergarten as a great starting time going to school. Because we have a 35-acre property that has creeks and hikes and we swim every day and we go horseback riding and arts and crafts and drama and nature. And there's there's a lot going on. So we have found is a really great age group to start camp, but also part of getting ready for camp is first and last name on everything. That's my camp director 101 for parents is that's always the first thing. And it's not just put your name on everything. It's first and last on everything, please. And you'll see in our information, whether it be on the website or in our parent handbooks, we put it in caps and bold and, mm-hmm. You know, and highlight and anything we can to remind people first and last on everything. We do lost and found on a daily basis at camp. We have gotten really good at it where we have maybe about one load of laundry full each week, but we would like to get that down to a half a load or a quarter a load.
Absolutely.
Or
no load.
If at all, no load is a beautiful thing. There's always, I tell you, towels and socks. It's
so easy to leave behind.
It's hard to avoid those. But anyway, we encourage our families to bring a backpack the campers to bring a backpack to camp. We like it when they wear their bathing suit. The boys wear it as their shorts and the girls would wear shorts over their bathing suit. And then in their bags, they also have shorts and underwear for going home because we come wearing our bathing suit, but we go home in our shorts and underwear. And that's something that's really beneficial for the bus ride, especially the bus ride home or the amount of time that we've been wearing perhaps a wetsuit. So we just, again, safety being the most important thing to us at camp. That's what that goes back to. And so, yeah, having first and last on everything, bringing your bag with, you know, being prepared for the swim program. We also have asked families to send a small towel for the kids to dry off afterwards, and then a water bottle, hat, sunscreen, things that are going to, again, help with their safety and their protection throughout the course of the day. We always have sunscreen for the campers. We have one kind that if a camper doesn't bring their own, that we put on just so that we know what's been put on the children for safety and allergies. We find that to be really helpful. But I like it when families put their sunscreen in a Ziploc bag, because so often, for whatever reason or not, the kids like to sit on their backpacks.
They're comfy.
When they sit on their backpack and they sit on that sunscreen, there it goes.
Yep.
So anyway, that's a supportive suggestion that we make, is to put sunscreen in a Ziploc bag, and then a water bottle also that's reasonable to carry, because our campers carry their water bottles all around camp with them. And so that's really helpful for them to always be able to hydrate, which we make a big deal out of. We are always drinking lots of water, which means we have lots of potty parties. Woo! Well, you know, kindergarten and first grade girls are generally not more than about 50 yards away from a bathroom at almost any given time, because we want to make sure that we minimize the accidents. And, you know, and even our younger kindergarten and first grade boys as well, they're regularly making their way. And of course, at all times, our younger campers are always with a staff member anywhere they go around camp. And we're never one-on-one with a camper in a private space. So we always make sure that if a counselor is going to the bathroom with a child, multiple children then are going, whether they go as a buddy or they go because they have to go as well. Just all part of our safety procedures for the staff and for the kids.
Do I need to send lunch with Jude?
You know, it's interesting because Libby and I, again, coming from an overnight camp background, when we bought Triple C, the dining hall and the camp originally being an overnight camp for these kids from Richmond, the fact that we have a dining hall, we really wanted to make sure that lunch was included for the kids.
That's wonderful.
So we didn't want to have like separate fees, and we didn't want, well, this kid's getting lunch and that child's not getting lunch. So we decided to make lunch for everybody. And if a family wants to bring their own lunch because of their own dietary reasons or whatever the case may be, then they're more than welcome to do so. We provide two snacks, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. The morning one is about 9:15 in the morning. Children arrive usually between 8:30 and 9 to camp. So it's one of our first things that we do in the morning. And then in the afternoon at about 3 o'clock, 3:10, we'll have afternoon snack, because we don't even leave camp until about 4:45. So it puts us in this position where, you know, about every 3 hours, licensing likes us to feed the children.
They like it too.
Yeah. That's it. The kid, you know, good thing. Because if we didn't remember, I think a lot of the kids would just forget about it altogether, because they're so busy and involved.
So busy.
And loving the activities of what we're doing, that having it on the schedule is a good thing. So not only is lunch my most fun time of day, because when I was directing camp on a day-to-day basis, every day at lunch through both 2.5 shifts, actually, we do, I would be the first person serving on the buffet, the main course, whether it was hot dogs or hamburgers or pizza or tacos or turkey wraps, ravioli, whatever we were serving, I would serve the main dish. And I saw every camper and every counselor in about an hour to an hour and a half amount of time. I got the opportunity to look every person in the eye, and they were standing right next to me. And that was so cool, because ultimately, Libby and I are being responsible for everybody who's on the property. I think it's important to make connections. And when you see people, you give them a high five, you say hello, you know, you might have a moment to check in, but how often are you that close to someone where you're serving them? And you also get to look right in their eye, and because I've been doing this for over 30 years, you know, I'm looking at the child, you know, how rosy are their cheeks? Mm-hmm. You know, are they getting sunburned during the day? Have they been drinking enough water? You know, is the hair in the face the wrong way? Because we're big, especially at mealtime, with pulling the hair back. So some of those types of things are little signals that you watch for, verbal, nonverbal communication, and also the staff coming through the buffet. And when the camp director says to a counselor, how's it going? They're not really just being polite. They're saying, how's it going? You know, do we need to check in later? Is there something that I can help and support you with, being one of our counselors? And so being able to have that nonverbal look at each other, mm-hmm. Along with minimal verbal, you know, in the lunch line, is a really valuable piece of information for a camp director. So at our lunch, there is that main course. There's always what we call a crunch, potato chips, pretzels, Doritos, Fritos, that type of a thing. The thing we like about that is the salt. It continues to encourage a lot of drinking of water. Also on the buffet at lunchtime, there's always a leafy green salad. There's always a fruit. There's always a vegetable. The vegetables are very often carrot sticks, celery sticks, green beans, ranch dressings, all of it, always available for things like carrots and celery and all that. The fruit very often is peaches, pears, fruit cocktail, that type of stuff. Adds a nice little bit of sweet for the kids. But also on the reasonable, healthy side. Now, if a child didn't want the main course, we always have peanut butter and jelly available, or just peanut butter or just jelly, brown bread, white bread. That's always an option for them. Also, we allow them to come through the buffet for seconds. We don't do seconds on chips. Everything else is available on seconds. Thirds, we go for fruits and vegetables only. So at that point, main course. We have some meatball sub lovers, especially some of our fifth, sixth, seventh grade boys who I think would eat about 27 meatball subs.
They're delicious.
Yes. And then probably not too much afternoon activities.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to do some chill out time.
Right. So that helps. And one of the coolest things that I think that we do that we implemented probably about 7-8 years into owning the camp, when we kind of turned everything over and went green, we put in rain barrels and we put in compost areas. And in addition to that, we changed some things in the dining hall where we actually have the campers weigh their waste, meaning anything that's left over at the end of the meal goes into a bucket. One of our staff members weighs that bucket, and the group that wastes the least gets a special prize at the end of the week in front of the entire camp, which is awesome. But also each child takes their plate and their cutlery and their cup if they drank out of a cup, or they might just have their water bottle, and they go back behind the dining hall where we have event tents set up and washing stations, and our campers get the opportunity to wash, rinse, and sanitize their own cups, their own plates, their own cutlery. And it's really experiential for life skills. Whether they're 5 or they're 15, this is a responsibility we expect with the staff members' support. And so having this type of plan, not only do our parents and our families and everybody love it, but we see the growth and development and the responsibility in the children. We hear it from the parents that the kids want to wash their dishes at home. There are still some parents who say to their kids, no, I'll do it. We encourage them to let the children help and participate and be involved. But of course, that's a family option. But at camp, we want the kids to be involved with taking responsibility for as much as they can, as long as it's safe and fun and growth and development oriented. You know, Libby and I have always felt that day camp and overnight camp aren't all that different. We compare it to running. You know, if camp is to running, well, day camp is to overnight camp, meaning that day camp is the wind sprint. Mm-hmm. And overnight camp is the marathon. Both are running. You train a little bit differently. The experience is a little bit different. And one of the things really that we are most benefit from the day camp situation is this day-to-day partnership with the parents. Mm-hmm. Because at an overnight camp, whether your camp is 2 weeks or 6 weeks or 8 weeks, well, whatever length your overnight camp is, those parents are completely releasing their child to that experience and to those camp directors, which is an amazing experience. Libby and I both went away to overnight camp. Our kids went away to overnight camp. Our parents went away. Well, my parents did. I'm not sure if Libby's parents went away to overnight camp. But it's something that's very valued in our family, is that experience of going away. And for years, people said, why would you send your kids away to camp? You have they live at a camp. I said, that's exactly why they need that different experience and to be outside their comfort zone. Because that's where the magic happens.
And camp magic is a very special thing. Thanks for spending time with us today. We'll be back next week to chat more about getting ready for a summer of fun at Triple C Camp.
From East to West, Triple C is the best. Na, 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 na.
What makes Triple C Camp so special? It's the great staff that interact with your kids. It's the awesome skills that campers learn, such as communication, critical thinking, creativity, and problem solving. It's connecting with nature, and it's all part of the ultimate fun Triple C Camp experience.